Earlier this week on The Takeaway, There Goes the Neighborhood producer Rebecca Carroll joined me. She talked about gentrification, and she said that gentrification is about a lot more than affordable housing and real estate.
We're so behind on that in terms of race and racism, how to talk to each other. And that, to me, is so at the heart of building a neighborhood and a community.
Well, it's an issue in housing, but also at work, how to talk to each other about the things we don't want to talk about, especially when it comes to race. Now, this is one of the issues tackled by Truth Be Told. It's a special radio series from KQED and PRI. And host Joshua Johnson says sometimes personal experiences with racially charged situations are the very hardest ones to talk about.
Those are the ones where we find that you get the most insights out of them. That's why we're taking on those stories in particular, asking listeners to drive the show with their personal stories of racially charged encounters, and then trying to unpack them to figure out what happened and maybe what could have happened differently or better.
Now, you have a character in your first installment. Her name's Annie. I take it Annie's not her real name, right?
She asked us to use her middle name to protect her future career prospects because she's still working in the industry that her story is about.
Okay, now who is Annie and why did you include her?
Annie works in Silicon Valley, got a prospect for a job. A recruiter contacted her, saw her resume on LinkedIn, and apparently made her feel like she was just a shoo-in for this job. So she went into the interview feeling super confident.
Then Annie arrives at her prospective place of work, and let's listen.
The receptionist said, "Now you are," and I mentioned who I was, and she said, "Oh, okay." And the person who was in the office came out, and she looked at me, never said hello, and just started to, she mumbled something, and she was just walking down the corridor. And so I kind of yelled out, "Oh, should I follow you?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, come on."
It seems like she perceived a HR person or whoever was interviewing her was shocked to see her in some way.
Yeah, Annie is African-American. And as she told us the story, it seemed like the people who interviewed her for the job did not expect to be interviewing somebody black.
And so the interview went pretty well, and then Annie actually heard from the recruiter the next day.
Saying, "Gosh, I don't know what went wrong. Did things go okay?" I said, "Yeah, I think they went really well." He said, "Because she felt that you were not the right fit."
Joshua, what does that mean?
A lot of people in tech have talked about hiring employees that they feel like they would want to go have a beer with. Now, there is some merit to this because the culture of a Silicon Valley startup is one of the big selling points for new talent. The flip side of it is a number of people of color have said that the right fit often involves people who look like you, who reflect your own worldview. So the issue here is that this idea of the right fit might have meant culture in terms of race and ethnicity.
Well, let's go back to where we began, which is with Annie and what she took away from her experience with this job that she never got.
A lot of things go through your mind. You wonder, gee whiz, was that the reason? But I'm pretty adamant now that I'd much rather have people go to my website, and if they're comfortable, great. And if they're not, wonderful, because then I don't have to waste your time. You don't have to waste mine.
Joshua, she's saying, look at me from a distance first. Make sure you're okay with it before you waste my time. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I've talked to a couple people about this, and there's some logic to that. One person I interviewed about Annie's story said that may not be such a bad thing to kind of allow people to confront that bias without you there, before you become part of the interaction. And then once we get in the room, there's the pressure of being the one. You know, tokenism is a real thing. You know, I'm African-American, and if I was working in a company where I was the black guy, like me and Willie the janitor, and there was nobody else, the company's efforts to diversify could begin to feel like it's my responsibility, like it's my job to help bring more black people in the company. Some folks are cool with that. Some folks are not. And for an employee of color to move into a space that is predominantly white, all of these issues come up.
Joshua Johnson from KQED, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.